Okay, today's daf is daf Chet, and the Gemara begins. Rav Zira says, "B'shem Rav Chastai, Tani Tamar." We learned there, which is what? Horu Beit Din va'asuhen. Right. So the Beit Horam people followed it. Ve'adu maharu, ta'u maharu, shagu maharu, yachol yachayavim, tamalom avodah chatat. What's this? Yadu maharu, ta'u maharu. So the Pnei Moshe says that yadu shohuru. They knew they made a ruling. Ve'ta'u, and then they made. They didn't even know they made a mistake after. But they forgot what ruling, they forgot what they ruled. Okay, they knew there was a mistaken ruling, but the or Shiadosha. Okay. So they knew that they did a some hora'ah mistake, but they weren't sure it was. Or Klomar, or Shishagu, or they have a doubt whether they made a mistake. They started saying, like doubting themselves. Okay? Tamil, do they bring a par in that situation? The understanding is Tamilomavanodachata. Meaning, they have to know after as they know exactly which violation it was, meaning exactly what chet related to. In other words, it's just like when it comes to korban chatat, you have to know exactly what you did wrong. So to hear, there have to be a clear knowledge that what they had done wrong. That's effectively along the lines. Okay, so the beta. Now, the Gemara says, this relates to importantly a different debate, and that debate is I'll show you here. So parachashas, what does it matter if they know? Why can't it be like we learned in Masechta Kritot? And that relates to machlokin in Masechta Kritot regarding, let's say, some of the suffix whether they ate chaylev or whether they ate notar. Both of the things are chayvim karet. Or contra Balazar, he says, well, he should be his chayev, right? Eliezer, sorry, he should be chayev achatat because mimanafshach, he did an aveira, he knows he did an aveira that's punishable with karet. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, he's patur because you have to know exact aveira. Okay? So here, we say by the Beit Din, they have to know the exact aveira. It's not enough to know that we made a mistake. So there has to be a specific knowledge. Who does that seem to work like? So there's a Shinru Girsa here that we're going to work with. It says, "Man nafshecha chaylev horu chayvim, or Shabbat horu chayvim." What does it make a difference? Does it make it if, whether they weren't sure if the aveir was the mistake was regarding chaylev or the regate was regarding Shabbos? Both of the things are punished by karet, and both of these mean man nafshecha can bring a korban. So Amra bun barchia atyat seems to work. Now here's another shinur gears that we're going to have to work with, and this is in the shinur nuscha ot. On the side brings it, and this makes a lot more sense to read it this way. It brings like the Merkavah Mishnah's gear. So it says, "Kerebi Yoshua." This only makes sense according to Rebbe Yoshua Amishnah, because Rebbe Yoshua says you don't say miman afshach. I have to know specifically which aver it is. So therefore, when it comes to here with Horah Beitin, I'll have to know exactly what the Horah was. Varam Kerebi Eliezer lo atya wouldn't work because Rebbe Eliezer says miman afshach. At the end of the day, again with the case of the Kiruv Chatat, miman afshach. You would have to bring a chatat for either of them. So it doesn't matter. You don't have a specific exact knowledge. Just know you're chayav a chatat. So to hear if Beit Din's not sure what the aveira was that they ruled that the mistake was regarding, in mamad afshach, in any event, they would be chayav. Again, practically, I'm not sure how this plays out, but that's what it seems to be. So Amar Rav Yossi says, no, Barama can even be like Rabbi Eliezer. Why, Atiyah here? Why, it says, behoru v'lo yadu mahoru, im avodah zarah, im shar kol ha-mitzvot. Now, the difference is even the Rebbe Eliezer would normally say with the Chatat, in other words, in the case where we said where it was a suffix, whether it Chaylev or it said Notar, it says, Miman of Chatat. Here, you could still have a difference with the Beit Din to say in that situation, we don't say Miman of Shach. What would that be? Whereas not, where the Beit Din, they're not sure whether the mistake was regarding Shar Averot or it was regarding Avodah Zarah. Because in that situation, im shar im avodah zara, because when it fits with shar avorot, then we say what's the din? It's bapar im shar im shar. However, as it says, I'll say it again. Mahru im avodah zara im shar kol mitzvot im avodah zara bapar im shar mitzvot b'seir, meaning because when it comes to avodah zara, with shar mitzvot, you have a par. When it comes to avodah zara, you have a par and a seir. So the nature of the korban you have to bring is different. So you can't say the miman afshach anymore. So safik par v'seir, Shinu korbanu. The nature of the suffix is a different korban altogether, and that's why even Rebbe Eliezer is saying that situation becomes a beit and then patur. Okay, I hope that's clear. Did scratch along the way, but I'm sorry. No, it should be clear. Okay, Nemarana says, Hadrach perak horu beit and rak perak horu beit and rak perak beit. So let's begin the next Mishnah. Horu kor Mashiach la'atzmo. Now, here we have another interesting korban. Just as you had this special bull that is offered by the Sanhedrin, if they make a mistaken ruling regarding a detail that is an aveira that's punished by karet, and Rav Tzibur follows it, we find by the Kohen Gadol he has the same type of thing if he rules regarding a particular aveira as well. Very much the same as Paran. You have a Par Kohen Mashiach, it's called. But again, as we'll see in a moment, that is only if it's under literally the same conditions, mistaken ruling, and he followed it. I mean, he followed that mistaken ruling by mistake, and not knowing it was an aveira at the time. Okay, let's have a look. So shogeg v'aser, in other words, horu beit is kol Mashiach leatzmo shogeg v'aser shogeg. Then he brings this power, same power Mashiach. Shogeg v'aser meizid. What if the ruling was by mistake and he kind of forgets about the ruling and does it deliberately? Or meizid, he was just saying, oh yeah, it's muta when he knew it wasn't, and then he did a shogeg when it actually comes to aveir. It's pator. Shrat kohen Mashiach leatzmo. We find that they parallel one another, that the Hora has to be b'shogeg and the Mace has to be b'shogeg. Okay, let's continue. Marana says, Koru ko Mashiach, now it says in the Pasuk Nefesh, and also see Im ko Mashiach, both these Psukim refer to the Kohen Gadol. It says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael lemo nefesh ki techa b'shgeg b'kotvot Hashem asher lo asena v'asa achat me'ila. So it starts using the terminology Nefesh, then the next Pasuk, Im Mashiach, Mikom Mashiach hata l'shmat ha'am v'ikriva chatoto asher chata. That's a pasuk by Kohen Mashiach. So he says, what are we doing in the first person about Nefesh? Sounds like everybody, followed by the Kohen Mashiach. So it's connecting the two. Patur. First, the way the Gemara is reading this is that we connect the Kohen to share the same qualities as any individual Am Yisrael, meaning, if the Beit Din do a particular ruling and everyone follows it, and the Kohen Gadol also follows it as well, he follows the Beit Din, he would be patur just like everybody else. Okay? Meaning we don't say, oh, this is the situation you bring your individual parallel to Tzibur. Because again, you might think that it is, I think he brings this later on in Pnei Moshe, one part. You might think on Yom Kippur, despite the fact there's a korban bor for Am Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol nonetheless brings his own korban for himself. You might think in this situation it'd be the same thing. No. He's like Am Yisrael in that respect. However, then it says, Imachal Imachal. You might think, okay, if that's the case, we find with a yachid, an individual, that if it's not based on our Beit Din, that's when they bring their individual sin offering. So maybe the Kohen Gadol brings his power in that circumstance as well, not al pi ora, if he just makes a mistake. It says, Tamalom al ashmata am. Hare ashmato ashmatam. His mistake is like a mistake of the am together. Ma am enu chayvim elan ken horu, meaning the am is only chayv to bring this korban parlem if it was based on a like the ruling. So to avzer on a chayev, meaning the Kohen Gadol is not only chayev to bring a korban if it was based on a ruling, and whose ruling? His own ruling. That's what we're explaining it. Now it's very important to say that this discussion has been exempting them from a par. If you look at the Pnei Moshe on the Mishnah, he says, but when even a regular korban chatat he wouldn't bring, that everybody else would normally bring in a case of just a plain inadvertent violation, because it says in the pasuk. This is in the middle of the last comment on the Mishnah. He says, "If you just made a regular chalev mixed up with shuman on the table, he thought it was shuman. He had chalev." He says, "Or even if it was or shemiz b'orah, but if it's shagag, he doesn't bring a korban." There's ma'am haaretz. So in other words, there's an exemption for kohen, by the way. That if he did a b'shogeg, or if, sorry, if it was b'shogeg, he wouldn't bring a korban. Okay, and also if it was al pi hora'at beit din, it also wouldn't bring a korban. His action, the Kohen Gadol. That's what we learn from this pasuk, the first limud. Now we've got another bright to this, which have two readings. It tani tani says ha'am. Who's the am in that pasuk? Again, the pasuk is referring to im kohen gadol yechata l'shmat ha'am. Lashmata'am is baked it. Okay, so with connecting the Kohen Gadol's power to the parliament, the power that the Beit Din has to bring. Ma'am horu. So you might think, just as when Beit Din give hora'ah, they're only chayiv to bring a korban when? When, we learned this last year, I think, when the Am follows that ruling. So you might think then, oh, if I'm connecting the power of the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, to the power of Beit Din, is it the same thing? Did it only have to bring a korban if he ruled and other people followed it? No. It says Talmud Lomar, Asher Chata, meaning that which he sinned. Asher Chata. Again, that it says because Al Chatato Asher Chata, that he sinned. Al Mas Chata, whom Asher Chata, whom maybe the Ein Al Mas, I don't know, maybe Al Mas Chatu Acherim. So again, this is again the similarities to the parallel to Al Shetzibur, but difference in the sense that it's only if he follows his ruling. Now, Itani Tani. Now, this importantly, Batanura. Can I say Batanura? The Pnei Moshe says that this comes to the same type of conclusion, but the difference is understanding Ha'am. You'll see in a moment. Itani Tani, what's the Am? Who's the Am referring to? That's a Tzibur. So Ma'am Horu Achirim V'asuhem Chayavin, just as when it comes to the Am, now the people, when are the Chayav to bring this Korban Parah the Baruch Tzibur? That is when other people have ruled and they followed it. So a different vantage point now. Afzu, you might think, Horu Achrim Vasa, who would you think then also if other people provided ruling and this Kohen Gadol followed, that's when his paras to be brought? Yechavtoma. So once again, it's based on the sin he does, that's when he brings a korban on what other people do. In other words, again, same Horu Achrim, meaning his ruling, he's following it, that's when he's bringing Chayav korban. Now, what I wanted to show you, this very interesting point here in the Pnei Moshe, towards the end of Dibur HaTani Tani, he says, really, between these two versions of Braita, there's not really anything practical difference. Ein bein Tana Kama la Tana Batra ela de Marasavar Beitin hem mivin paraora'a or Marasavat Sibur mivaria, which is beautiful because the term Ha'am, if you remember, in the pasuk, it says Ha'am, it says Lashmata vihikriv. So who is the one who's chayv to bring? This relates again to like yesterday's shir. Who's the Am that's chayv to bring? Well, the obvious responsibility is on Beit Din. So that's why the first rush says, oh, is the Kohen Par Mashiach like the Beit Din? And it says, no, it's different. The second reading says, who's chayv to bring? In the case of a classic parallel of Shul, the chiyuv was on the people to bring. In other words, they fund it. Different, you know, that's what we said before. It's a korban for them. They do smicha on it, if you remember. That was how we explained it yesterday. So that's why the second reading, the Braita, is just trying to show that is the Kohen Mashiach like the Am and shows the differences between the two. Okay, beseder. In other words, it's not just cute different ways of drush, it's pinned on the understanding of, you know, core understanding of what's the chiyuv of a korban by Paralem Davar Shel Tzibur. That's what the Gemara is trying to address, how the power of Kohen Mashiach is actually different. Okay, Rav Yaakov says, B'shem Rabbi Elazar. So in other words, when the Kohen Mashiach has to be someone who's a bar hora'ah. Okay, yes, and in other words, not just Kohen Gadol said, okay, I'd like to, I think it's okay to do XYZ and like some I think I'm allowed to carry on Shabbos. No, it has to be a bar hora'ah. So Gemara says, obviously, the law ken mana imrin, v'yeshoytin morim. In other words, obviously it has to be the case because it has to have a status of a hora'ah. And someone who's a shoyt doesn't know, even if he's suggesting something. Doesn't mean, or he thinks that's what he opens up a sefer and thinks he knows what he's talking about. That doesn't give it the status of hora'ah, of course. Gemara says, Mashiach she'achal b'hora'at beitin. Again, the Kohen Mashiach that eats based on korban beitin is patur. If he's b'hora'at Mashiach acher, interestingly, that if there's another, how can you have two different Kohen Gadols? If you remember, a Kohen she'avar, for example, a Kohen and a mum and someone stepped in and they can't come back, so they both retain the status of a Kohen Gadol. If you remember, Ein Pen Kohen, like the way the Ein Beins, we learn Megillah between a Kohen that's Meshamesh and Kohen Sha'avar, Ela Par Yom Kippurim, I think it was, however, he, and this Par as well, I think. But it says, based on his Hora'ah, another Kohen's Hora'ah, you bring the Korban. So Bara Beit Din, again, he'd be Patur. So why is that so? So let's go back again. So if it's Beit Din Patur, if it's Horat Mashiach Acher Chayev. So Horat Beit Din Patur. Why she'ein horayat at achirim etzel horayatan klum? That reading is a little bit difficult to read. The Bavli in this situation says she'ein horayato etzel horayatan klum. That his hora'ah by in comparison to their raya is not is nechshav for klum, meaning if he's following their raya, then clearly he'll be patur by them their par. If you want to read it this way, you kind of have to read it differently, meaning the way we have it. If you say ein harat acharim etzel haratan klum, meaning their haraya would mechayiv him to bring his own bull, right? Haraten etzel harat tochlum, because the only thing that can mechayiv him to bring his own bull is his own haraya. That's why you'd have to read it. Okay, fine. Anyway, however, in other words, if it's based on another ruling of another Kohen Gadol, it can mechayiv him, provided that he also holds that shita. Fine. Let's now learn the next Mishnah. This is halacha bet. As we explained before, that if he ruled on his own and he followed that ruling, that's when he's chayv his own power. If he was more with the tzibur itself, meaning even, by the way, the Maripanim discusses this, Pene Moshe in the back. He says that even if he's sat on the Sanhedrin and he ruled with them, because still tolan haraya. As we explained, by Beit Din, the type of haraya that's mechayim and parim davatizibur is only a detail within a particular prohibition that's punishable by karet. For example, as we said, the difference between like where they said, okay, you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos, clearly you're not allowed to mature, but maybe allowed to throw between the Rishuyot, right? That was a detail within carrying. So too, Bechen Mashiach as well. V'lo bada azara, atchiro levatal miktzat, lakay miktzat. And same thing with the Kohen Mashiach as well. Okay, so the Horeo, okay? Meaning levatal miktzat. So let's continue. Horav ifne'atzmo, horu beitin v'aracharim. So beitin. Horubaitin. Now, Horubaitin is that he was lekayim mitzvah or levatel mitzvah. V'horu acharim, and he followed after them the hichlif, meaning that which they were agreed was asur. Now he's being matir. So in that situation, is his horaya horaya anymore? Because technically he was matir only part of an avera, but it's really that which only remained. That's all that was left after the horad baitin. So in that situation, it says pshita nase, in that situation, even though he didn't say, for example, all carry on Shabbos is mutar, or all types of chelav is mutar, since he was matir, all that was left after harat beit din, it's still considered akirat kol guf. It's an upper in the whole thing, so it wouldn't mechayev him a par the par kor mashiach. What if it's the other way around? Ela horo hu tchilat tchila. What if he himself ruled for himself again partially? And then Beit Din, or Beit Din Acharei VeEchlifu, and the Beit Din that follows after was Machlif the two, and they effectively matir that which he agreed was Asur, or rightly thought was Asur. So in that situation, Afilu Ken, does this now make it, if you like, retroactively Akirat Kol Guf for this for the Kohen, and therefore his Hora'ah regarding that which he said is Mutar is not a Hora'ah anymore, or no? Because he, when he first gave the hora'ah in the beginning, was a hora'ah, and it was a lakem mitzvah, and then because again his initial hora'ah was a good hora'ah that would mechayiv him because it was a partial hora'ah, despite the fact it was, if you like, cleaned up, the hora'ah beitin came up and was matir everything else. Well, no, the original Ra was a good Ra, and therefore it would be mechayiv. That's the question. So let's continue. Hora beitin vora achareihem pshita. Okay, well, here this is referring to min hashabaya beinyan asa bifnei atzmo or apir beitin. Okay, v'kama dahat pshitlan deim horo beitin pnei Moshe says vora achareihem kromash hu gam ora v'iskima mehem v'asa al piratan. So they ruled first. Okay. And he also gave a ruling separately, says, yes, that's correct ruling. So clearly, Pshita, if he's Achal Barat Beitin, is Patur. Because what happened is he basically followed the Horat Beitin, so he'd be exempt. So Pnei Moshe says, Daha Pshita Alan, De'im Achal Harayat Beitin, Shu Patur Mikapara Shelo. He doesn't have to bring his own Paralem Davar. Sorry, his own Parakor Mashiach, because he's being encompassed by the Paralem Davar Shel Tzibur. Torah beitin v'horat to be'isur echad. It's really in the same isur. Dino she'en mivin kor mefnei. He doesn't bring his own hora'ah. Dimro beitin hayu hora'ah le'inyan shat tzibur mivin par kugon shu rov ha'kahal. Everyone follows it. Him ken mitchaper. He's mevcher mimetzibur, like we've always been saying. Shrei lo samach al horat to levada. He didn't rely on his own ruling. It's like he did with the tzibur. If the tzibur doesn't bring a par, could go on. It was a miut kahal. In that, which would say that's true, tzibur followed it. Then they would bring a par. And that's if an individual would bring a korban. Oh, okay, then fine. But then Mashiach patur min korban klal. Not fine. In that situation, we say this patur completely. Patur mi korban klal. Like we're seeing in the voice on the previous halacha. In other words, if al pi horat beitin, he's completely exempt. Okay? Why is he completely against? Let's make it clear. Because, again, if the case is horu beitin first, he's hora after that. So, therefore, if he does it with roat zibur, it's al pi horatan, so he's mechaper with a par. If, however, it was only he was amongst the miut zibor, and in that situation we said, then it's treated like then they're treated like individuals have to chayv bring up just simply a normal korban on their own, meaning like a normal shkaga. We'll have explained in the Mishnah already that in a normal case of shogeg, not al pi horaat atzmo, the kohen gadol is patur. He doesn't normally bring korban chatat. It's only al pi horato that he bring the special korban chatat. Okay, but any chatat he wouldn't bring. Okay, that's what Pene Moshe said here. Okay, now the Gemara says. However, what happens though? Achal mishechazru bahen beitin. What's it in? Is he chayev? Now, this is a gewaldic question. I'm going to leave it with you to think about. It's because the Gemara's good because we've got to the end of the daf. But it's a great one to live with suspense. He says, Achal mishechazru beitin. Okay, they were more that it's mutar to do. Then he followed saying, yes, it's a din mutar. And now we said in that situation, if anything goes wrong, he's like meaning he ends up being doing the Avera before the Chozer. We said clearly he's more he's taller the Beitin, so he's Patur. However, what if there were Chozer, but he wasn't Chozer yet? Says Bayehi im chazru Beitin, they realize oh we made a mistake. And then he eats. Im chayev hu bekaparato, does he now have to bring a korb this par par korb because now, what's still in play? His own personal ruling. And his asabifnatmo. So, do we now can treat this as horaat kohen Mashiach, followed by a maaser b'shogeg? So, therefore, he brings a korban. Or maybe not. Dilma kivan debi'isuze gufuro beitin bitchila laheter. Or maybe because initially the beitin was more of a heter. Maybe we still treat it like Alpi Horat Beitin, and I guess his own Hora is not in play. And he doesn't mean a kapara. And now I'll leave you with a question, and Mr. Shem will pick it up from here next. All right, Kol Tov. Have a good day.